That is the sound of the tin whistle, part of the soul of Irish music. For St. Patrick's Day, we have the honor to be serenaded by a master tin whistler himself, Paddy Maloney. He's the founder of the band The Chieftains. They've been at the cutting edge, if you can call it that, of traditional Irish music for 40 years. The Chieftains are celebrating their anniversary with a tour of the United States, which is why Paddy Maloney is playing his tin whistle for us right now from the studios of member station WBUR in that most Irish of American cities, Boston. Well, if that's not the sound of Irish music and an Irish instrument, I don't know what is. Paddy Maloney, welcome. Hello.
Great, Lisa. Great to talk to you. Now, I like the lovely dancing you were doing up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very.
Oh, that comes from, you know, that's genetics with a name like Simeone. That's where that comes from.
Is that what it was? Oh, I have a tune for you, too. Don't worry.
Now, you know, this little instrument that makes all this sound, is this something that kids pick up when they're growing up, or is it like a formal education that you go through?
No, in fact, my mother bought me one of these for when I was 6 years of age for 1 shilling and 9 pence. That was in the old currency. And I just taught myself how to play. But it's a great instrument for getting to know music, you know, because it gives you a great insight into instruments and the formation of scales and that kind of stuff. But also the other beauty of this little tin whistle is that once you get over the mechanics of it, you can really get into improvisation and you can start to see the music and out it comes, you know.
I guess these days you probably don't have to practice per se, or do you? Mm.
No, I don't really know. I ever practice anymore
after 40 years.
Well, 40 years of the Chieftains, of course, but myself, you know, I've been playing this now for 58 years, I think. And this whistle, you know, has gone from, you know, playing the Far and Away theme with a 120-piece symphony orchestra and John Williams conducting. It's been around and been on the Great Wall of China, and it played for the Pope when he came to Ireland, where we had 1.3 million people. His gig, by the way, we were the opening act.
Can't beat that. Well, Paddy, I wonder if you could just play us a tune impromptu and tell us what it is. Introduce it.
I might just play. I was down at Ground Zero in October, and we played for a memorial service the night before in St. Ignatius Church. But the following morning, went down to Ground Zero, and I was brought up right to the edge of the crater, this dreadful, awful situation. And I stood there, and I was totally overwhelmed emotionally. The presence and feeling of unrest was just incredible. And I took out the whistle and played a little lament. And afterwards, a tune called Auron Dorcas, which means a song of hope. So I might just play you that little piece that I played down at Ground Zero. Auron Dorcas.
Paddy Maloney, tin whistle player and founder of The Chieftains, joining us from member station WBUR in Boston. Thank you, Paddy Maloney.
Thank you very much, Lisa. See you soon up there in Washington.